Just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
Hi, this is Chris France of Talking Heads, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, Accra.
Thank you. come, oh come, all ye faithful. Come, let us adore him, Christ, hallelujah, our Lord. Oh, grace and peace, blessings, beloved. You're listening to There's a Bright Side Somewhere, where we lift up the name of Jesus Christ and shine the light of his word into every corner of our world. I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And so, my brothers and sisters and other saints and aints, how you doing? How you doing? Well, we're going to shout you out. Good morning to you, and God be with you. Listen, we have some music. We have songs back to back, back to back to back this beautiful third Sunday of Advent. And that's the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. How about that? 29 minutes of music. But before the music plays, I just want to say that on this third Sunday of Advent, we are focusing on joy. Hallelujah, joy. And in the Protestant tradition, in some denominations, there will be Advent wreaths with candles that will be lit. And if you're going and visiting and you're unfamiliar with the tradition, each week, four Sundays before the celebration of the birth of Christ, a candle is lit. And each candle has a symbolic reference. So the first Sunday was the focus on hope, the prophecy that recalls, amen, that the Messiah is going to come. The second week is peace, hallelujah, symbolizing Jesus, the Prince of Peace. And the third Sunday today is the candle of joy, representing the joy that was announced at his birth, the joy that he offers us, and the joy in anticipating his return. Hallelujah. Oh, man, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that when I give my spiritual social commentary for today. So I hope you can stay right where you are and or come back for that. We have Oh Come All Ye Faithful in our lineup this morning with Brother Kirk Franklin and fams and friends. Hallelujah. We have, amen, the carol, the bell, Silent Night, Holy Night, the Temptations, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, CC, Winans, Angels, We Have Heard on High. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Lucy Thomas. And then after that, beloved, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary. Oh, but before we do, let me do this too. We are in our end of the year fundraising for WGXC, you know, the radio station, the Wave Farm, that brings this music and message that shines light on Jesus Christ every Sunday morning. We have a year-end appeal, Wave on Main. On air, online, on Main Street. Our goal for this year-end appeal is to provide the support to expand the Catskill studio that is located at 393 Main Street. Since May of 2024, the Catskill studio has shared a storefront with another tenant, but in 2026, WGXC Wavefront will be the only tenant in the space, which means covering additional rent and utilities. The vision is to support the building up of this space and place for more community programming and workshops and in-studio performances and more. And to do this, we need to raise $10,000. Amen. So the Wave on Main 2025 year-end fundraising effort is slated, hallelujah, to run through December 31st. We hope that you will consider making even a one-time donation or becoming a partner, a sponsor, a contributor, a underwriter, any financial support to help the year in gold for Wave Farm will be most appreciated. Amen, somebody? Hallelujah. Well, listen, I got the Carol of the Bells, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra coming up, and then after that, just music back to back. Music with the season as the reason. Come on here, somebody. The Carol of the Bells. I think you'll enjoy. Instant replay. Thank you.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind,
and mild, sleeping
from the Temptations.
Come adore on bended knee.
listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA 90.7 FM, Hudson, Catskill, and beyond. WGXC.org online all the time. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I just want to let you know that we are the WGXC Wave Farm family in a end of year fundraising drive. We hope that you will consider in your end of year giving the WGXC family. We do what we do because of partners like you. And if you want to contribute, donate, share, well, there is a way to do that right online. You can go to wgxc.org/donate. Yes, you can. You can dial in at 518-622-2598, extension 2, 518-622-2598. Or you can write, mail in a check or money order, WGXC, care of Wave Farm, P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405, and your donations are tax deductible. We are Wave on Main. Yes, we're looking to expand the studio and take full ownership responsibility for that entire space. We have a goal of $10,000 on this drive to make it possible, and you can help. All right? Well, listen, we come with the music, with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Jesus is the reason for the season. Hallelujah. And he brings joy to the world. Yes, beloved. Well, here we go with another version of Joy to the World. Joy to our world. How about that? Photograph,
but the kids won't stop making us laugh. All the love here in this family is a gift that don't fit under any tree. Lord, I wanna say thank you, 'cause this is what you always do, for bringing that joy to our world, and bringing that joy to our world, and bringing light to the dark, bringing peace to our hearts, bringing that joy to our world. It always feels like such a mystery how one silent night changed everything. When the Father opened heaven's door unto all of us, the Savior was born. When bells, my heart is lifting up, Emmanuel, for bringing that joy to our world, for bringing that joy to our world, bringing light to the dark, bringing peace to our hearts, bringing that joy to our. Tell the news so they know we're bringing that joy to our world. Bringing that joy to our world. For bringing that joy to our.
God, praise be to the Lord on high, who sits on the throne. He sits high, but he sees low. Hallelujah. He sees the good and the bad. Amen. The evil and the righteous. Nothing escapes his gaze. Hallelujah. And he gives us a message, beloved, a message of joy to the world. Joy to the world. That's what we're celebrating every day, and we focus in on it today. How about that? I bring you good tidings of great joy. That's what the angel declared, amen, on the day that Jesus Christ was born. Beloved, Advent in this season is not sentimental. It is a season of holy waiting in hard times. The world in which Jesus was born was politically oppressive, economically stratified, and spiritually weary. And Roman occupation crushed hope. Herod ruled with cruelty. Poverty was common. Displacement was real. Mary and Joseph themselves would soon become refugees fleeing violence with a newborn child. Yet into that world the angels announced joy. Not because the conditions were improving, but because God was entering the conditions. That is the kind of joy that Advent proclaims. Emmanuel, God with us in the midst of it all. We must say amen. These are dark times, beloved. Food insecurity is touching families who work full time. Health care is increasingly inaccessible and unaffordable. People in positions of power seem to luxuriate in the sufferings of people like these. Housing security feels fragile even for the middle class. Refugees and immigrants, people made in God's image, are treated as threats rather than neighbors. It's tempting to believe that joy is a luxury we can no longer afford, but Advent declares something radical. Joy is not the reward of stability. Joy is the gift of God's nearness. God is with us. The angels did not wait for peace treaties or policy reforms to announce joy. They announced joy because Christ had come. Joy is available not because systems are just, but because God is present and active in unjust systems. Joy is not denial, it is defiance. Biblical joy does not ignore suffering, it defies despair. Nehemiah, the prophet Nehemiah in the book of Nehemiah, told a weeping people, "Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Paul wrote about joy while imprisoned. James spoke about joy amid trials. Jesus promised joy on the eve of the cross. Joy in Scripture is never naive, but it is resilient. In dark, moral, and ethical times, joy becomes an act of spiritual resistance. To rejoice is to say God is still good. Human dignity still matters. Love still outlasts cruelty. Joy refuses to let injustice have the final word. Did you hear what I said? Joy refuses to let injustice have the final word. So how do we rejoice in such a time? Advent joy, beloved, it's not self-generated. It is not found in luxury gifts and expensive video games and new cars with bowls in the driveway. Advent joy is not self-generated. We can't buy this. It is a gift and it is received. Joy is received through truth. The people in Nehemiah 8 found joy when the word was explained. In confusing times, joy grows where truth is named. Truth is about suffering, truth about injustice, truth about God's faithfulness. Joy does not require silence, it requires clarity. God is not the author of confusion, beloved. Joy is received through proximity to Christ. Joy arrived in a manger, not in a palace, not in power. If we want joy, we must go where Christ goes, to the poor, to the displaced, to the sick, to the excluded, to the imprisoned, to the marginalized, to the widow and the orphan, to the prostitute, to the rejected. Joy flows where Christ is welcomed. Hallelujah. Joy is received, beloved. Joy is received through the Holy Spirit. Paul writes, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing." Hey, joy is not manufactured. It is imparted unto us. When we pray and worship and lament and trust, the Spirit fills what the world drains. So how do we sustain joy when the darkness persists? Well, Advent reminds us, beloved, it reminds us that waiting does not mean weakness, and delayed does not mean denied. We sustain joy by practicing holy compassion. Joy grows when we refuse indifference, feeding the hungry, advocating for health care and women's rights, and protecting the dignity of others, providing and securing housing, welcoming the stranger. These are not distractions from joy. These are expressions of joy. Joy that never moves us toward justice is not biblical joy. We sustain joy through community. Isolation starves joy. Community multiplies it. When we bear one another's burdens, joy is shared and strengthened. The early church rejoiced not because they were safe, but because they were together. We sustain joy by remembering the future. Advent is not only about Christ who came, it is about Christ who is coming again. Hallelujah. Joy, beloved, endures when we remember this world is not finished. Injustice is not eternal, and God's reign is not delayed. It is unfolding. Hope feeds joy, beloved. Joy is a moral and ethical witness. In times when the hungry are blamed for hunger, the sick are priced out of health care, the unhoused are criminalized, the immigrant is dehumanized, the church must embody a different message. Our joy declares every person has sacred worth. God's love is not scarce. Compassion is not optional. Justice is holy work. Advent joy, it still speaks. The angel said, I bring to you tidings of good news of great joy for all people. Not just some people, not just powerful people, not just Caucasian people, but all people. Hallelujah. Not just straight people, but all people. I bring you good news of great joy. All people. Advent joy is available in the darkness. Advent joy is received through Jesus Christ, who brought joy to this world. Advent joy is sustained by hope and love. And Advent joy is expressed through justice and mercy. Joy does not mean we stop grieving. It means we do not stop believing. And in a world that feels like increasingly uncertain times are here to stay, that kind of joy is revolutionary. Yes, beloved, that kind of joy is revolutionary. And so, beloved, I bring you tidings of comfort and tidings of joy. Hallelujah. Comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Tidings of comfort and joy. Amen. I'd rather have Jesus, beloved, than silver and gold, fame and fortune, riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus, hallelujah, than silver and gold. How about you? What are you looking for in this Christmas season?
I'd rather have Jesus than silver.
Hallelujah. Yes, beloved, that's my song. That's my testimony. I'm sticking to it. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Never seen a hearse, hallelujah, being followed by a U-Haul. How about that? It's Christmas. Christ, the message, reason for the season. This is Pastor Kim of Overcoming Ministries International here in Hudson, New York, and elsewhere. Yes, we are here with the music for the message to shine the light on Jesus Christ. All right, beloved. Well, we're about ready to get up out of here. And listen, it's a little snow-laden, covered all where we are. I don't know about you, but whatever you do, stay safe, stay warm, stay well, and stay blessed. Amen. Listen, if you are distressed, hallelujah, if you are depressed, if you are confused, if you are lost, if you are lonely, I just want you to know that we're praying for you. Somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time to pray, and I'm so glad they prayed. We're praying for you. I'm praying that you won't quit in the dip. I want to say happy birthday, December babies. Happy anniversary, you December lovers. And Merry Christmas to everyone. This is Pastor Kim on There's a Bright Side Somewhere, reminding you all to stay in the light as he is the light. Live in the bright side. Hallelujah. And until next time. Oh, before I go, I do want you to know there's some Christmas activities going on around here. On Saturday, December 20th, there will be the reading or the recitation of A Christmas Carol at St. Peter's Presbyterian Church in Steventown. You can check out the website, find out more information. I will have the pastor over there on air with me on Tuesday to talk more about that. It's free and open to the public. And at the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street in Hudson, there will be the River Baroque Music Choir and Friends, and they will be performing Handel's Messiah. That's a ticketed event. You can check that out on the website as well. And also, amen, I believe that Kwanzaa is going to be happening. Tune in on Tuesday when we talk more about that. Don't forget, we are at our end of the year appeal for Wave Farm, WGXC. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word moved on the deep. Hallelujah. And the world, amen, was covered in water. Praise the Lord. But the Spirit of the Lord moved on that water. Come on here, somebody. And the whole creation thing began. So we're riding that wave. Praise be to God. We're riding that wave, beloved. I hope you'll support. Amen. So that I can be here to share, do what I do. Because so many of you tell me that you've been coming through and you like it too. All right. Again, I'll be back next Sunday, the last Sunday before we start celebrating, making the food and wrapping the gifts and remembering to share the message of Jesus, the reason for the season. He came to bring joy to the world, beloved, and that's what we come to do too. We've got some brothers out of Africa, the Maluisi brothers, hallelujah, with Joy to the World. Joy to the World. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. God bless you, beloved. I'll be at the First Presbyterian Church at 10 o'clock. They tell me service is still on. If you're in the area, come on by. We'll be ministering and sharing a word from the Lord.
The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing.